are with you here from the HD Law Studios. We have a very special guest coming up on the Leading Edge guest line. We will get to that in just a moment. This is Four Quarter Friday presented by the South Carolina Athletic Coaches Association. And we have some very good news to tell you about. We are fully operational. We're very, very close. There's enough meat on the bone for us to tell you about. We encourage you to head on over on your phones, laptops, tablets to fourquarterfriday.com. Nationally affiliated with the On3 Sports Network under the Rivals High School Division, it is fourquarterfriday.com, which has now become the eighth prep sports website in the United States to join the prestigious network. Somewhat poetic because South Carolina was the eighth state to ratify the Constitution. Now we have a rival site as well dedicated to the state of South Carolina. Our message board is the Varsity Club. You're going to find all the intel that we picking up, that Rob and I are picking up from conversations with coaches across the state. We encourage you to post your own. You tell us what you're excited to see in high school sports in the state of South Carolina, because we are here. The mission is celebrate the achievements of players, coaches, past and present from the Palmetto State. We want you to tell us about it. We're not giving enough love to Abbeville, C.A. Johnson, which we did a little. We finally got around to that. Calhoun County, Greenwood, tell us about it at fourquarterfriday.com. It is a service to you. It has been created by the Chief Sports Network. Rob and I know exactly what Friday nights are like in this state. Dylan, Woodruff, Clinton, Conway, we've been there. We felt the goosebumps when the national anthem is playing and the fans go silent and then the roar of the crowd is the kickoff. We want you to share all those stories with us as well. Northwestern beat Gaffney 2-0 in 1993. You've got a story from that in that title game. How about, I was there at Death Valley. Anthony Simmons knocked down Derek Burnett's pass. I was there when Doc Davis won titles 3, 4, and 5, denying some great coaches their titles in the process. Maybe you were there when John McKissick won his 600th game, or when Tom Knotts last year won his 10th title. But our website is also going to be more than football. Fourquarterfriday.com is going to have scores, player profiles, everything we can gather from every sport. So fourquarterfriday.com. It's not everything it's going to be. It is in its earliest stages, but it is open for business, and our business is going to be celebrating this state, the state that we call home, we've always called home. Every player, every team, every town, from Pauley's to Powdersville, fourquarterfriday.com. Thank you to Jamie. Thank you to JC. Thank you to Phil. Thank you to everyone with the Chief Sports Network and On3 Rivals. They are experts at making something that most of us sit around and talk about and say, wouldn't that be a good idea if we had that in our state? Wouldn't that be cool if there were a place for us to go? Because people like me and Rob are always chatting about high school sports. Where can we go? They have made it a reality. So we'll get Rob's thoughts on all of that in a few minutes, but with that as our backdrop, we want to go ahead and bring in someone who helped make all of this possible. The executive director of the South Carolina Athletic Coaches Association, Scott Early, newly minted Hall of Famer. I know he's going to downplay that, but Coach, you've been in on this since before Rob and I were a part of Four Quarter Friday. We want to thank you for your support. And the coaches have been tremendous. I want to tell you, I know you represent the coaches, and we'll let you speak on this. They return our calls. They text us back. They make time for us. They tell us about their players. They tell us about their new hires, the assistant coaches they're excited about, the other coaches that intimidate them. They've given us all of it. So the coaches in this state, they're living up to their mission, which is taking care of these players, taking care of these schools, and taking care of these communities.
Yeah, and, you know, they feel like they're a part of it. They feel like, you know, with y'all's platform and us sort of coming in this at the same time, and they feel like it's sort of their network. They take ownership in it. If they're going to talk to anybody, it's going to be y'all, and we've put it out there that this is our This is the way we tell our story. This is one of the various ways we tell our story. And we appreciate y'all, you know, covering it from tip to tip and listening when there's a tip or advice thrown out and you need to get down there to wire shoals to figure out what's going on. And, you know, a lot of these places that y'all have covered have never been covered or forgotten about unless they get to a state championship or have some really good special interest story. So appreciate y'all for casting a wide net on an important topic.
Absolutely, Coach. We are excited that you are here, not only because of what's been happening so far, but we want to continue to look forward with you. A great job that you've done to this point, but obviously the upcoming Coaches Academy is something that is fresh on your mind and fresh on ours as well. Some major changes this year. I wanted to give you a chance to kind of outline that a little bit because we know that you have the interest of the coaches in mind, and we want to make sure that they are served to the best of everybody's ability, and you're doing a fantastic job with that. Tell us about what's a little bit different with now the Coaches Academy.
Well, let me start by complimenting you. So when I made this change about a year ago from a clinic, which is took place for 36 years, which this is still similar to a clinic, but the name of it is the Coaches Academy. And you, Rob, on the first take, did not say clinic and actually got it right. So let me commend you for that, because change is hard in the great state of South Carolina, as both of you know. So we first thing we want to do is get the name right. We want to let the change seep in. It might take years, you know, to get this done. But basically, over the years of change with school start times and different things when it comes to the educational piece, which, you know, we're a supplement to that. You know, we're, as they say, the front porch. We felt like we needed to move to a format that was feasible for coaches to be able to get there. So, first of all, we're in Greenville 26 and 27. And then we moved to Charleston in 28 and 29. And then we moved into the format, you know, this year. And the format basically went from a 5-day format to a 3-day format. So on Thursday, Thursday, 9:00, Greer Country Club, shotgun start. We have the first ever Travis Perry. And most of y'all are familiar with Coach Perry. Travis Perry and SCACA Memorial Golf Tournament, where all proceeds go to coaches' children's scholarship fund, the Herlong Scholarship Fund. And then Jenny's going to have her own little Travis Perry kind of scholarship fund, and that helps coaches' kids go to college. And then later on that night, we'll have our board meeting. And then on Friday, we'll clinic all day Friday. We've shifted from – we have what we call general sessions, where we close everything off, vendors. There's nothing else going on but that one session. And the one session's not, you know, not about schematics or things like that. It's about culture and chemistry and how to be better in today's world of society, how to reach the different players that we're coaching these days, how to deal with, you know, the transferring and the NIL and all the moving parts that's going on. That's something we're excited about. We want to see everybody that, you know, it takes a village to do this when it comes from, you know, the vendors and sponsors and just people. Just so much goes into high school athletics, and we want to put all those people in the same room and hear one message. And on Friday, we've got Coach Sweeney and Kathleen are doing separate general sessions. Dabo's talking about culture and chemistry, and Kathleen is speaking to all females, whether it be a coach's wife or a female coach, trying to balance motherhood and being married with coaching and responsibilities and, you know, either being a good coach's wife or being a good female coach. And we have a lot of those in the state. And then, you know, having the male being the coach's wife and how all that works. And then, you know, later on at 2:00, we got Chris Singleton. You know, I think everybody, I know, Smitty, you're really familiar with Chris Singleton's story coming out of Goose Creek and what happened at Emmanuel Church. But, you know, the way I got Chris is I was out in Texas 2 years ago at their huge coaches school, and, you know, 3-day process, heard some of the best speakers in the country. Chris Singleton is no doubt the best speaker I've ever heard. I think his story is better than anybody's story, and he's going to come and be able to tell his story in the state where he played. He was actually on the field at Goose Creek in a game, in a playoff game. You probably remember that when that occurred. And he's now travels all over the world to speak, and I think his story and his message is good. So we, you know, we like our general sessions, and then we'll have breakouts. That'll be where the auxiliary members, which are the sports, football, basketball, volleyball, track, swimming, they'll have their their speakers. And then later on that evening, we're going to honor Dr. Singleton. We're going to have a going out party for him. We're going to get him over to the Greenville Drive Stadium. He's going, him and Eddie Hill are going to throw out the first pitch. Dr. Singleton says his rotator tough's not good. I think he's just embarrassed that he's going to bounce it. But then we're going to have a festive night at Greenville Drive. They're going to have a, you know, huge picnic area for us. We're doing $20 vouchers, buy what you want. Visit Greenville's helped us out with that a little bit. And then on Saturday, we'll have a full clinic day with again, our general sessions are at 10 and 2. So the rest of the format is kind of like it used to be, but in more condensed version. And we felt like we needed to do this to get people there because, you know, everybody's starting school at different times. You have all around school. People start early. People start late. We wanted to stay ahead of the curve here and have opportunity for our coaches to come and collaborate with one another and, you know, develop relationships and bonds and take learn from each other and go back to their school and be a better coach, a better teacher, a better husband, a better wife, a better employee, and be able to have some substantial things that they had learned that, you know, the districts will accept from us, and it helps them get recertified. So it's just a retooling of what used to be the clinic with a new name, a new direction, and a new format.
Well, it sounds like, well, actually, you've put something together that is absolutely incredible, just the names that you talk about that the coaches will have access to. So I know we've got a lot of parents that also, you know, were a part of our community. Speak to them for a moment, because you were a coach for a long time, and you know what it's like that, you know, you just mentioned NIL, transfer portal. I think a lot of parents have similar questions. So tell us, what is it, what are those conversations like between coaches about how to help educate their parents? Because they want their kids to go play at the next level. They obviously want them to play at that school. They're thinking maybe, oh, should I transfer if he's not playing? What are the messages going on between coaches about how to help parents when those conversations come up?
Well, I mean, that's the one percenters that are easily influenced by, you know, pipe dreams and things like that. And, you know, it's still the same. There is no shortcuts to success. You know, you got to work very hard. You got to have good character, and you got to be a heck of an athlete. And now it's, you know, it's like, I'll give you an example with the academy. It's hard to get a lot of college coaches to come because they're not recruiting high school kids anymore. So they don't have a reason to show up. So how do you navigate that? It has changed probably more in the last 5 years than it did in the prior 25. And it's one of those things where, you know, you either get on board or you get run over kind of deal. And if you're going to get on board, you really got to be educated about the pitfalls and the pipe dreams and the things that are out there. But it's, you know, that's why I think, you know, people say, you know, you hear people say all the time, well, back in the day, I had to, you know, walk 10 miles to school and it was tough and we had to work two jobs and we played sports and went. And, you know, it's way tougher now. Like, I don't know that I could even survive in today's world of coaching because there's so much monitoring and adjusting and so much giving and taking and so much compromising. And most of that comes out of, you know, individual dreams and selfish reasons. And, you know, I think it's, if we're not careful here, we're going to take athletics to where it's might not be considered a team sport anymore, which is scary. And I think, you know, it's trickled down, you know, but a lot of times in high school over the last 3 or 4 years, it's also trickled up. You know, I think we were already having to deal with these things. It was just under the cover. Now it's out in plain sight. And, you know, that's one reason we started Tomorrow's 25, you know, our coaches mentor program, where we've now up to 50 graduates. We try to get them in there and equip them from having speakers all over the country and going through a strict curriculum to try to give them tools to deal with what is today's world of coaching. So, circle back and answer your question about the parents, you got to pick your process. You got to stick with your process and you got to trust your process. I mean, I hated to hear the news yesterday that the best basketball player in South Carolina just left to go to IGM. But when they're putting that kind of money in front of the parents and the children and then the handler or the agent or whoever's advising them that, probably is reliving their subpar athletic career through the people they're dealing with. I just, the only thing I know you can do for parents these days is pray for them because they've got decisions to make that us as parents didn't have to make with our children. And it's a volatile time. And, you know, you just got to be able to trust who's coaching, you know, your student athlete, and trust the process that they've laid out before them, because nobody has the best interest of an athlete at heart better than a high school coach in any sport, in my opinion. And you can hear them say that no matter what path they take in life, how much success they had, how many mistakes they made, how many regrets they have. They always point back to the high school coaches being a key person in their life. And I think the parents needs to keep that like it is, keep it pure, and have somebody you can trust and listen to that knows it has the best interest of your child and your family at heart, while also taking care of a school, a community, and a team.
Coach, when you, I'll follow up there and kind of just shift us over to coaches. Smitty asked the question about parents, but now that the landscape has shifted and sports, it is a team game, but as a coach, a head coach, sometimes, as you know, it can feel a little bit like you're on an island. You guys have done such a great job. Can you speak a little bit about what the community of coaches across the state does? Just being able to call up your buddies that are in coaching and lean on them as things are changing, because I don't know that anybody understands the shifting landscape like the other head coaches across the state. Can you just speak a little bit about the community aspect of how these coaches can lean on one another?
Well, I mean, out of something bad always comes something good, usually. And I think it's created more collaboration. It's created not just statewide, but nationally. I mean, because this has hit in other states, and we've been in the shell per se, and been fended this off and sort of lasted longer with the old process as some states didn't. Now we have coaches reaching out to other states that this has hit a little earlier, so they can kind of gain some knowledge on what to do, what to expect, how to monitor and adjust, how to be better equipped on dealing this. So I think us going last in this, I don't know the term you would use for it. I mean, I would almost use the term corruption. But as we have dealt with this, we have held on so long, I think it gives our coaches an advantage on dealing with what's upcoming, because they've seen it happen to their friends in other states before it's gotten to here.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Coach, I want to – look, let's talk about something that's good. You mentioned that we did have a player leave to, you know, leave the state. But what's funny is you don't have to go very far to find some good competition in this state – baseball, basketball, football, all these sports. I was looking – we were talking earlier or last week, and then all throughout the week, about how tough Dorman's schedule is, because they joined those Rock Hill schools, but then they kept their rivalries from Spartanburg County. You've coached all over the state. Tell us what you are either hearing or seeing about this upcoming football season. I know you're probably, you know, you get to be at a different game, I guess, every Friday, but tell us what you're excited about seeing, the way that things have shifted and all these 5A teams, these 5A powers that are playing each other in the regular season now.
Well, what's fun to see is how the strategy has changed, and, you know, coaching now, you know, is an all-encompassing thing, where you have to start, you know, with the relationship, not with the schematics. And I think some of us old school guys that maybe had a little bit of success or not, that was sort of based on the relate. You started with the fellowship that led to the relationship that led to the championship. And I think now some of these young coaches, as a positive, because you wanted a positive, they got to revert back to that. And I think it's creating some better competition, you know. The moving around of transfers is sort of intriguing, because you got to, you know, you didn't used to have to keep up with that. You know, you could just put the film in, look at the roster and say, you know, how can we attack this game? And now it's more about personnel probably than it ever has been before. So it's just like, to me, now that I'm out of the arena, I like to look, you know, at Friday night when I'm on the sideline, or I'm, you know, doing something with Phil or you or Stan or somebody, and I got my NHS network on and my three TVs, and I'm, you know, it's interesting to see how the techniques and strategies have changed, sort of how the game's changing. And I think that's the good part of something, you know, something good comes out of bad. I think you're going to see some really high-level competitive games, and not just football, but everything. And at all levels. And, you know, whether it's tainted somewhat at one level and maybe pure at another, I find that intriguing of how all that matches together. Because at the end of the day, I think when the season's over and the championships are won, we can look back on this year and learn a lot from the way it played out.
Well, we're excited about this season. Obviously, we're going to cover all sports, and I know that's going on at the Coaches Academy as well. It's more than football, but we are on the cusp of football season in the fall, but we're going to cover everything at fourquarterfriday.com. So one more time, Coach, for because I know we've got some coaches in our state that are 60-plus. You know who you are that don't know how to text or anything else. So tell them how they can get all the information, like the schedule and everything else, where they need to be for the Coaches Academy in Greenville.
They can go to sccoaches.org, our website. Everything's on there. They can go to our let me see if I get this right because I struggle with this. They can go to our X. Yeah. They can go to our X and our Instagram and our Facebook, and I think there might be a few more, but it's all out there. But one good way of finding out is to go to SportsU, because that's the communication tool that our coaches in the state uses, something that we started, you know, back in 2014 that we're proud of. But there's a great communication tool. I mean, you know, like you get emails and text messages and all, you're flooded by all these things, but if something comes up on SportsU, you know it's got something to do with your job or your school or your athletes. And, you know, any of those places you can see it and get it. And we're, you know, shout out to Cindy Jacobs. You know, Cindy's been with the Coach Association for 36 years. Cindy's our Coaches Academy director. So, you know, my whole staff, you know, Cindy Lacey, office manager, Terrence Scriven, membership, Frank Hester, our chaplain, takes a lot of people to come together to pull this off. And, you know, it's kind of like football game on Friday night. The main thing you want is butts in seats. So we hope we have the largest gathering we've had, and we hope everybody enjoys the new format. One cool thing I'd like to mention is Charlie Winsky and myself sat down about a year ago, and I wanted to have an opportunity for when the Coaches Academy ends on Sunday. Stephen Mackey's going to be there at 10 o'clock. It's going to be like a big spiritual service. We're going to put everybody together. That way you can check out. You don't have to sit around and wait on your rules meeting. You actually get to go home on Sunday. But the closed period through, I think we did it through 2050. Of course, I won't be here to know about that. But it's set up to where when you go home on Sunday, you're basically off until Friday. So you don't have to, you know, used to you had to get home on Thursday and paint the field or do what you had to do. And then you don't see your family again to Christmas if you're good. If you're not, you at least make it to Thanksgiving or before. So now we have, you know, a way for them to have a great 3-day experience, then to go home and take their family on vacation or relax, see their wife and kids. And then, you know, Friday morning when you go back to the grind, you've learned something. Hopefully you've been spiritually fulfilled. You're energetic, you're equipped, and you're ready to attack the year. And, you know, that's sort of the way we set it up. And it's just like what y'all are doing and what everybody else is doing is trial and error. We got to see how it's going to work. It's always difficult the first time you do something, but we are looking forward to July 23rd, 24th, 25th, and looking forward to the format and just seeing. We're going to do a survey for all of our 6,286 members to get their feedback to see what we can do better, not only with the Coaches Academy, but how can we facilitate you, help you, you know, as a coach in today's crazy environment of coaching. And, you know, that's our mission statement, that's our cause, and that's what we're here for. And, you know, we love taking care of coaches and equipping them, making their job easier. And hopefully that'll happen out of this first ever Coaches Academy. But you old guys that you mentioned over 60, you know, I tell a story. Most of y'all know Moose Wallace, Jimmy Wallace, Northwestern Hall of Famer. He calls me the other day and he's all upset because he's excited for me. He leaves me a voicemail about how he wants to know about this Coaches Academy, but he's been coming to the clinic for 56 years and he wanted to know what was different and what had changed. And, you know, I've had a lot of those old heads call me. And it's fun to talk to those guys because I grew up, you know, sort of coaching against them, wanting to be one of them guys one day. And now, you know, here I am at this stage of my life. And you just see how important this is to everybody in what I call the great state of South Carolina. And, you know, as I travel and look at what everybody else does, we do it as good as anybody, you know, in the country. And if you're not going to brag on yourself, who will? So I guess that's my – and hopefully this goes as well as we think it will, and we're excited about it.
Well, Coach, we've got to let you go, but I mean, I hear Moose Wallace. That to me, that's old Region 2-4A. That's old Big 16. I love hearing about that.
I used to love the point system. That was my favorite part.
Oh, I know.
Everybody
I know.
Used to figure it out. I mean, we need to bring that back. Every game should matter.
Jason Gilmer at the Herald Journal was a whiz with that, and I used to rely on him. But let me ask you this before we let you go, Coach. You mentioned, you know, the coaches are going to have rules committee. Are there any rule changes we should know about? Anything coming to high school football in our state, rules wise, or emphasis from the officials we should know about?
Well, I was able to be a part of the National Federation the last year, done some things with them. So there's some things coming down the pipe. There's actually a lot of changes. I mean, you know, one, we found out this morning the NCAA's passed a rule now where you can have no underclassmen games. So we don't have any. We've tried to have them, but I guess it's a good thing we never got that done because everybody in the country is losing that. So Georgia, some of the bigger states that do the underclassmen all-star games, that's not going to be allowed. And then as far as the specific rule changes in football, I'll find that out when y'all do. I'll be okay. There when it happens. There's a lot of changes. And so just to answer you, so when you come to your rules meeting, every sport will have their rules meeting, even though it's online. But a lot of times it's better to be in person for examples, and it's, you know, it's better to understand when you can ask questions and interact. So the only sport that's not ready to do that is lacrosse. So every other sport, they're a little later, will have their rules meeting, their business meeting, then they'll have a Q&A. So there's a member there from the high school league where they can just Q&A and ask any questions they may have, which is going to bring some clarity because this is ever changing, and now it's changing more than it ever has. So you sort of got to keep up with it, and hopefully people will come for that and we provide opportunity. But I'll find out when y'all do, but it'll be exciting. There is a lot of changes.
Well, thank you, Coach. We appreciate that. Just let them know Smitty said I'd like to see them return kicks from the end zone in high school. That's it. Just let them know, and that's it, you know.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one. I'm going to have to disagree.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll have a longer conversation. Coach, we appreciate it. Have a good time at the Coaches Academy. I know it's stressful for you, but I hope you and all the coaches enjoy seeing each other, and then we'll call you back next week or so.
Hey, y'all have a blessed weekend, and thank you for your platform, and thank you for recognizing the achievements and accomplishments of the student athletes and coaches throughout the great state of South Carolina.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do, Coach. All right, thank you so much. That is Scott Early, Hall of Famer. We got to mention Hall of Famer. I watched a lot of his teams play. He's had three Mr. Football South Carolinas play for him, 87 players that went from under Coach Early on to play at the next level. So he already had the resume before he was the executive director for the South Carolina Coaches Association. And so glad to catch up with him. We'll have Coach Early, if not on the air more, so we can hear whatever's going on from the coaching perspective. We will be in contact with him, so we just get intel information. And now, Rob, we've got a place to put that and share that with everyone.
No doubt about it. We are here with you every Friday at 9 a.m., and this is Four Quarter Friday from the Hewitt Amadouros Law Studios, the first quarter there with Coach Scott Early, brought to you by Bill Maloney, Farm Bureau Insurance. And it is time for a break. When we come back, Jamie Bradford will join us to discuss fourquarterfriday.com.
Check the statewide high school scoreboard every Friday night on the Chief Sports app.
If you have experienced any sort of damage to your home or business, smoke, water, fire, or mold, visit RestaProsMidlandsSC.com, proud supporters of South Carolina High School Athletics.
Leading Edge Fundraising is the number one fundraising solution in South Carolina for middle and high schools, club teams, and colleges. At Leading Edge, a personal representative does the work for you to make more money in just 1 hour. Leading Edge is your solution. It's a one-stop shop for over 10 different fundraising options that all run off the same proven process. Don't stress about insufficient budgets or lack of materials. Contact Leading Edge today and raise funds fast. Leading Edge, South Carolina. Raise more, do more, win more. LeadingEdgeFundraising.com.
When playing sports, you want a coach that will fight for you. At Hewitt D'Amadouros Law Firm, we've got your back. Whether it's personal injury, insurance disputes, negligence, or wrongful death, our team delivers exceptional legal services that makes meaningful difference in the lives of the individuals and families we work for. Visit hdlawsc.com. hdlawsc.com. Hewitt D'Amadouros, we're on your team. Palm Casual Outdoor Patio Furniture proudly supports high school athletics across South Carolina. If it's time to make your outdoor space the best it can be, with lifetime warranties and guarantees, visit one of our Palm Casual stores in Myrtle Beach, Bluffton, Somerville, or Mount Pleasant. PalmCasual.com. PalmCasual.com. Turn on the lights. It's Friday night. Welcome back to Four Quarter Friday, part of the Chiefs Sports Network. Let's talk ball.
Indeed, let us talk some ball. Matt Smith, Rob Williams back with you on Four Quarter Friday. And to talk about fourquarterfriday.com, we bring you in one of the architects. I said earlier, JB, you, JC, Phil, others with the Chief Sports Network, rivals. We, meaning those of us on the outside, we consider and say, wouldn't that be a good idea? You guys make them a reality. You made Inside the Gamecocks a reality. You've made this network a reality. And now you've made fourquarterfriday.com a reality. It's fun to see. And we appreciate you and want to welcome you on to our show for I think the first time you've had to sat in on with the blue background.
Yeah, well, if you want to keep your audience growing, you don't want me on. So you might want to minimize those appearances if you want to keep getting bigger and better. I almost forgot I couldn't figure out how to get on the air. As I haven't been on in 2 weeks, we've been on vacation, and I was like, why is my mic not working? Why are the cameras not working? Why is the light not working? What's going on here? Why is everything disconnected? But glad to be here and appreciate the compliments. That's a lot more than my wife has given me in this entire year to this point. But we're glad to have you guys and certainly happy about this. We've been working on this since last year. And finally, we were able to kind of get it going. And I sure hope that people who care about high school sports and their communities will go to fourquarterfriday.com and subscribe, which you can do for $1 through week zero of the high school football season. I'm as excited about this as any project we've ever worked on. I just care so much about the state of South Carolina. And we know that we got the right guys working on it with you two. And I think it's just going to be – I think this is going to be something that nobody's really seen much of. It's kind of like a blend of the old school newspaper and the new school social media, digital platform, and all that stuff. And we're just super excited about it. So I appreciate y'all.
Well, we're definitely excited about it too, because there's a never-ending flow of content to talk about. But JB, I think the biggest thing that sticks out to me that we've talked about time and time again is the value of the communities in South Carolina that gather around teams, programs, Friday night football, baseball games, softball games, track meets, whatever the case may be. The alums, the community members, the townspeople that surround the schools, This is their life, and Friday nights, especially in the fall, are a big deal in South Carolina. The theme song there at the beginning that you and JC did so well putting everything together. I'll give you all the credit with our opening credits there. You know, it references how the towns shut down in the state of South Carolina, and so many coaches, players, fans that we have talked to just here in 2026 through the spring, through the summer, have referenced that. This is how it operates here. Everybody shows up. The restaurants are closed. You can't get anything to eat. You better eat before the game kicks off if you're not coming. Like, that is how it works in the state of South Carolina. And now these fans have a digital platform not just to see coverage of their team, their family member, the athletes of the team that they're pulling for, but they also get a chance to hop in and participate in that conversation on the Varsity Club forum. So we're excited about that too. Talk about the vision, I guess, maybe, because that really was something that you mentioned to me a long, long time ago.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, yeah, go ahead, Matt.
Well, I was going to say, before you go, Rob's talking about how excited everybody is. I just retweeted this a few minutes ago. Gaffney sent out a long release about season tickets, and you got to get them now. Like, because July 27th is too late. So if you're on vacation, get back to town and get your season tickets. That's not normal in every state. It's like, you got to get your high school season tickets now, or you're going to have trouble getting in the first few games. That's where we are. That's this state.
I love that. And we made sure Gaffney got into the video too. For anybody wondering, if you didn't see your high school in that video or hear them, it's only 3.5 minutes, which is actually really, really long. Because it took almost 10 hours to put that video together. We can't get everybody in, but we promise you that as time goes along, you'll see your logo somewhere, or you'll hear your name called or something. That's y'all's job. So if y'all screw that up, that's on you. Obviously I've been working on the South Carolina things for a while. But JC and I, when we originally thought about this website, what we concluded was, you know, Clemson has such a unique community on their message boards. South Carolina has a unique community on their message boards here at the Big Spur in Gamecock Central. You go to Georgia or North Carolina or wherever, you've got a community there. And since I have been, the co-owner of our message board, one of the things that I've discovered is that there are a lot of people in there who, like, there are some people who just go there to kind of look for trouble, and I don't really appreciate that. But there are a lot of people there who that is a part of kind of their DNA now. Like, they have found friendships. They get to go there every day, and they, hey, what's on the grill this weekend? And where are you vacationing this summer? Those are the conversations I like to be involved in. And, our job is to get out information and obviously to entertain with our shows. So when we're on the message boards, usually we're pumping out information or something like that. But I love to respond to these guys who are like, hey, we're going to be in town this weekend. Where's somewhere we should go eat? And so JC and I were kind of sitting here thinking about it. We're like, well, now, wait a second here. That is the ultimate high school message board. I mean, you mentioned Gaffney or, places like Johnsonville or Cross or, whatever town you're from in South Carolina. If you're traveling to watch your high school football team play, or you're going with your high school basketball, maybe your daughter plays high school basketball or your son plays baseball or soccer or whatever it is. Those are questions that are often asked. Hey, where exactly is the school, and where's somewhere that we can go eat before the game, or where can we pick up a meal after the game on the way home? Or, hey, look, we're going to Myrtle Beach to play this weekend. We're just going to stay down there. What are some fun things to do? And like that's kind of the basis of the board. Yeah, we're going to have coaches who will have memberships. They'll be able to be in there and sharing information and intel on their teams and things like that. And there will be recruiting coverage in there. Like, you're going to get all the juicy stuff. There's no doubt about that. Like, that will be a part of the Varsity Club message board. But we also want to make sure that it's a place where you can go communicate with other communities and find a way to make your experience in their town better, or vice versa, right? So, that was a big part of it for us, because we've been there. We've all been there. We're all from here, and we've all grown up and played high school athletics in this state, coached in them, covered them, et cetera. So we know what it means, and we want to be helpful to the communities and to the families. And I want to say this too, aside from that, when the show originally began, Justin Hall, Steve Hall, those guys were in there hosting this thing, and both ended up having to depart for other opportunities. And I want to make sure that we thank them. I mean, those are really good people. And Justin Hall is salt of the earth. I mean, he's just one of the best, greatest guys ever who loves high school sports. And Steve Hall, same thing. You know, great guy, loves high school sports. And they put everything they had into this. I mean, they did everything they could to make Fridays enjoyable while they were here and a part of it and doing what they were doing. And I think that they left it in a really good spot for y'all to kind of take over this thing. And that was part of their vision too. You know, those guys who gone out and done that, and I listened to them, JC listened to them and their ideas. So a lot of these ideas also, you know, they were kind of a team thing, right? And so I want to make sure that we say thank you to them. We're just really excited about moving forward, and it's been a long road.
While we've got you, JB, you never get to do this. I'm going to ask you a question you never get to answer. This is what, to me, you mentioned it. It's like this is like a marriage of the newspaper, the old newspaper, the way it used to cover high school sports, but, you know, on a platform that people can just walk around carrying their phone. You know, just have it on your phone and just check and see what's going on. Rob has done more than I ever thought anybody could in terms of getting information out with the Morning Minute and everything that Rob is doing. And you can find that. Now you can find that in written format on our website, fourquarterfriday.com. There's a news live blog. There's going to be scoops all over the message boards. There's going to be so much fun things that we can do. But JB, the question I wanted to ask was, we share memories on this show because to me, that's kind of like there's a connection between, you know, Coach Early was just talking about Moose Wallace and then Paige Wofford and Northwestern title to title. What were your memories growing up high school football in this state? You grew up at, you know, Charleston area. So I'm going to say that's like the shadow of Somerville. Like McKissick cast this huge shadow over the lower part of the state. What were your memories of, like, as a kid growing up, games you got to see, players you got to see down there?
Yeah, well, so my cousin played at Wando and graduated in 95. So as a little kid, you know, I was able to be a part of all, you know, that whole generation coming up of Travis Jervey and Dexter Coakley and those guys who came through Wando. Both of them, of course, played in the NFL, great guys. And then you had that group. Jason Flanders went and played quarter. He was a quarterback at Clemson. He was my cousin's quarterback there. Jason Barley, who played at the Citadel. Those days were a lot of fun. Obviously, we got to experience some pretty elite football that surrounded us. Somerville, of course, was really good. Middleton was really good back then. You know, Berkeley has always been Berkeley, et cetera, et cetera. But I'll tell you what, you know, so my senior year at Wando in 04, we played Stratford in the lower state championship game and they beat us. And
were they running the option still in 04?
Yeah. There was a string of quarterbacks that went through there. I played with one who was a baseball player as well. I played with one in college. But they had Justin Green was one of their quarterbacks back then at Stratford, I guess. Justin might have been the quarterback that year in 04 because he was also their center fielder. What was his name right before that? He went to Spartanburg Methodist and played baseball. Of course, I was with him. Also a center fielder on the baseball team. I can't remember his name now, but there was a bunch of guys in. But during that 04 season, we went to Somerville, Wando at Somerville, and John McKissick was sitting on 499 wins. And so we went up there and the opposing stands were packed with black and cardinal of Wando. I mean, if you've ever been to McKissick Field, in the end zone, there's like a little hill. And they put all the students from Wando on one side of the hill and all the students from Somerville on the other side of the hill. It was a little dicey, but Wando came out roaring. I mean, we were Jamie Childers was our quarterback, and Jamie was throwing the football all over the yard. And Michael Jefferson, we called him Pocket Knife, who ran for about 2,000 yards that year. Wando was offensively just barreling the wave, And then they turned it on in the second half and ended up pulling it out. McKissick won his 500th game that night. And we were all there to see that. And while it sucked. It was inevitable he was going to get it at some point. But it sucked that he got it against Wando. It was really neat to see. It was really cool to see all these old Greenway players there and stuff. So, yeah, I've got a lot of memories. Obviously, baseball was my thing. But with football, it was a lot of fun back in those days. Low country football was good. You know, it's spotty right now, I think, for a multitude of reasons we don't have enough time to get into. But I think that it can get back there. But there's a lot of good coaches and a lot of good players around here. We know them. And are excited for them, but I'm just excited for this whole state. I love high school athletics. I love high school football, and I love the state of South Carolina.
And JB, Rodney, go ahead. I was going to say Rodney Kinlaw was one of the running backs on one of those Stratford teams. By the way,
Rodney was. Yeah. He sure was. Yeah, I remember Rodney well. He was very good. Very good.
I'll just bring us back around. You mentioned Justin Hall. He's in the chat box over here.
Oh, is he? I didn't
just talking about how close we are to the start of the regular season. And he's also been texting me while we've been on the air, JB. And he said to give you a hat tip and thank you for the kind words. So,
you know,
Justin's great people and always tuned in here with us as well. Yeah, we've got a lot going on in the chat box over there today. One thing I did want to highlight from the beginning of the show here that we can kind of see that sets it apart is our friend CD Wash here says, I live in North Carolina. Friday nights in South Carolina is just different, just right across the state line. Right. You know, and he goes on to say later in the chat box that he's been in North Carolina for 20 years due to his service in the Army. And so he's kind of gotten a good, I think, template of both. Grew up in South Carolina, been in North Carolina for 20 years. And you hear that kind of around the Southeast. There's a couple of spots that in South Carolina that really stand on their own two feet. And we're excited to bring that to everyone. And again, thankful to you to give us this platform where Smitty and I can now chop it up with everybody. We're excited about it.
Oh man. Well, look, this is for the communities in South Carolina, but you guys we're pumped for y'all because y'all are pros. You're good at what you do and you have good relationships. And you have a great one, obviously, with the South Carolina Athletic Coaches Association. I know Scott was in here before I was, and can't do it without those guys. I mean, they're the best. Very thankful for him, and trusting our group. And I think we're going to have that relationship for a long, long time, and we're going to do a lot of good things together for a lot of people. Really, really excited about that. But it's only going to get better, so if you kindly would, please go to fourquarterfriday.com and you can subscribe for $1. That'll get you through, you know, a little over a month or so. And we think you'll really like it and you'll want to stick around and be a part of all this. It gets you access to all the On3 articles and things like that out there. And you get a message board. High School Sports finally has a real message board that is backed by a national affiliation. The cool thing too, we'll have profiles up for our high schools in South Carolina. They'll have their own pages. That's all coming. It just takes a lot of time to get there. But, you know, if you're in a small town, if you're in a small community or Newberry or Clinton or you know, pull for one of these programs in Rock Hill, wherever you are, doesn't matter. It does not matter. If you got a player who's good and you can find their profiles and stuff in there. You can go find the player rankings. We've got all of that. It's all there. It's all in the national database, and there will be more coming. And a lot of that will be because of us. We will be able to kind of get into these communities, find out who these kids are, get them some profiles, and help them out. So if you're local somewhere and you got a pretty good player that you know about, put his name on the board. Go into the varsity club and throw his name in there, and we'll start doing our homework and our research and figuring out who's who and what's what. And we really hope to help everybody that we can in this state in high school athletics, not just football and all sports. So keep that in mind as well. And again, guys, I appreciate y'all having me in.
Yes, we'll let you go after this. But who came up with the varsity club name for the chat, for the message board?
Yeah, I'm going to give JC some credit on that. We had kind of gone back. So y'all have gotten to know JC fairly well, right?
Sure.
Yeah. You never really know what's
grumpy uncle JC. Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty structured and here's the process and how we're going to do things. And, JC, you have a conversation with him and then all of a sudden it's like done. It's like, whoa, okay. I didn't know. Well, that sounds good. We'll do that. So I'm pretty sure that's where that came from, which is great. it's a great name, and we had talked about it. Yeah, I think JC just got tired of thinking about it and did it. So that's that. So,
as you know, almost every reference I have, you know, I mentioned this is the eighth state to have a message board associated with On3, at the high school level. And South Carolina, the state of South Carolina, the eighth to ratify the Constitution. So usually it's either going to something like that, or you say varsity club. Then that goes, oh, that's NWA, 1988. That's Kevin Sullivan, Rick Steiner, Mike Rotundo started the varsity club, WCW, Saturday nights, 6:05.
Okay.
So that's so that will be, JC, whether he likes it or not, that's going to be the logo. It's going to be Kevin Sullivan's face eventually.
That's, it's got Stuart Lake written all over it.
Yes. Stuart, get in on the message boards. Tell me I'm not the only one who saw that and made that association right away.
I'll call. I got to call Lake anyway. So when I call him,
tell him I said that.
I'm going to pitch him to subscribe, and then let him know that we've designed the message board after 1980s WCW wrestling.
Yes. Ask him about Mike Rotundo. He'll remember Mike Rotundo. All right. JB, we'll let you go because you're supposed to be on vacation. By the way, JB, well, you said this. You haven't been on vacation. So do one today. Do one for like an hour.
I know. I was on vacation last week. We spent a whole week up in Maggie Valley. You know, my family's got a house up there. And so we were up there, went up to Dollywood and took the kids to the Splash Country Water Park, and we floated the river, and we did the fourth up there, and we ate way too much and all kinds of stuff. So I did separate last week. As a matter of fact, probably too much. This week, I had a whole list here of things to do. If you can even see that, that's about half of it.
Yeah.
And I was a third of the way through when we got the go ahead for the website from the national guys. So all of that is still not done, which means next week, while we're still off the air, we'll be able to knock out all this stuff. But fired up to come back for Inside the Gamecocks on July the 20th. When we get ready to roll for SEC Media Days. So we'll be back and all the way through Christmas.
All right, we'll let you go. We've got, Rob, you got something. We got news to get to.
That's what I was going to say. It's just, JB, I know you're structured on the air, but we're going over the hour mark. Just
I know. Today. We've got
news. Oh, well, that's news. Okay. Y'all are
JB and JC. And that's the other thing. You guys tell us, all right, we're not going to go past 10. We're not going to go past 10. Then every now and then, JB, I don't care. They go past 10. So,
y'all are
nobody, nobody wants to hear us thank JB and JC and Phil and everybody that's putting work behind the scenes more, and Harrison, the intern, for helping us here at Four Quarter Friday. But everybody, but we will say it one more time. Thank you for all that you have done already and are doing, and giving up us a place for high school fans to be together and commune. And that is what we're going to deliver. What we're going to deliver is some news on the other side of this break. There's a lot happening in the world of high school here in the Palmetto State. We'll get as much of it to you when we come back Four Quarter Friday here on the Chief Sports Network.
Leading Edge Fundraising is the number one fundraising solution in South Carolina for middle and high schools, club teams, and colleges. At Leading Edge, a personal representative does the work for you to make more money in just 1 hour. Leading Edge is your solution. It's a one-stop shop for over 10 different fundraising options that all run off the same proven process. Don't stress about insufficient budgets or lack of materials. Contact Leading Edge today and raise funds fast. Leading Edge, South Carolina. Raise more, do more, win more. LeadingEdgeFundraising.com.
Insurance protects you from accidents you can't see coming. Bill Maloney with South Carolina Farm Bureau can handle it all with home, auto, and life insurance options. Bill is the ultimate family man, and he'll treat you like a part of his family too. Call Bill and feel safe on the road and at home. South Carolina Farm Bureau is offering new auto rates across the state, so don't wait. Call 803-637-6246. Bill Maloney, protecting your family like it's his family.
Palm Casual Outdoor Patio Furniture proudly supports high school athletics across South Carolina. If it's time to make your outdoor space the best it can be, with lifetime warranties and guarantees, visit one of our Palm Casual stores in Myrtle Beach, Bluffton, Somerville, or Mount Pleasant. PalmCasual.com. PalmCasual.com. Turn on the lights. It's Friday night.
Back on board. Back on Four Quarter Friday, Matt Smith and Rob Williams. Today, as we are bringing you FourQuarterFriday.com, Rob, you've been, as I keep saying, you do a tremendous job with the Morning Minute, and you've just been stacking up all this news. I've got a bunch of news, and we want to make sure we share it with everybody, at least as much as we can. So, to me, what are your headlines from this past week, Rob?
Well, I think the biggest headline from the past week, especially in football, is the Aiden Gibson news. Running back at Woodruff, top 10 back nationally, flips his commitment from Penn State to Rutgers, Smitty. But the biggest piece of the news is that he also reclassified to 2026. He will enroll at Rutgers this fall in August, just a month away. And so I spoke to Aiden, and you know, he just said it was kind of a business decision, had to do what was best for him. The pretty standard answer there, but I think that he's just ready to see the change, ready to get on to college football, and we will continue to watch him because he's going to be one of the greats from the high school ranks in the state of South Carolina. But that does, you know, although we'll watch him as a player, Smitty, go on to make an impact in the Big Ten, that changes the high school landscape in 2A. Because Woodruff was kind of looked at as the favorite, not only in that region, but one of the favorites across the state. Now, without Gibson, you're going to have to see Brett Sloan and that staff kind of shift things around. We got a piece coming up on the site to preview the Wolverines. But I will just say there are other athletes in that group. I won't give it all away. You'll have to go to FourQuarterFriday.com. and read it. But big news kind of shaking that up. That doesn't just impact Woodruff. It impacts the region. I had other coaches from 2A that reached out to me when the news broke, say, hey, here's what happened, or this is now how things are going to look because there was a change.
Yeah. And also in the upstate, and you posted this at FourQuarterFriday.com, Antoine Terrence, middle linebacker from Dorman, he has committed to East Tennessee State, and I had just spoken to Jake Morris, head coach at Dorman, last week, and he raved about Antoine Terrence, just said he's everything you want in a middle linebacker. So he's going to be fun to see on what I think, Rob. I know you've spoken with Coach Morris as well, and Dorman is one of those teams you can't ignore. 10 wins a season ago, made a run to the upper state championship, and they are really stacked in terms of, I mean, at the running back position with Nick Means and Carter Nash, and then we hear all these good things athletically about what they do on the outside, how versatile they are. And then defensively, again, you'll be able to see this at FourQuarterFriday.com, but really good at all three levels. They're going to be able to rush the passer. They're going to be tough against the run. And Antoine Terrence is the anchor there. So he's headed to East Tennessee State. And again, Jake Morris said, I mean, he's a sturdy middle linebacker that cleans everything up. And I know you and I will probably both be able to make time to see Dorman at least once, and he's one of those players I'm excited about. And you had posted that news to FourQuarterFriday.com.
Yeah, I saw him in the spring, and I actually talked to him after practice when I was there at Dorman, and he passes the eye test, that's for sure. But they have a couple of linebackers. You mentioned they're good at all three levels. Obviously, we've talked about James Porter and what he does on the defensive front for the Cavaliers, but then you also have a couple of linebackers led by Terrence, and they are built the same. If you're not really closely paying attention to the number on the jersey, you can mix up these linebackers from just a physical standpoint. They stand out, though. It's not like you mix them up and because they blend into the crowd. It's like, no, they've got a couple of guys that are cut from a different cloth They have the build. They're tall, but they are thick and athletic and muscular and kind of stand out against the other linebackers that I saw that day, which was a multi-team event. So, yeah, Antoine Terrence, definitely a player to watch on that Dorman defense. And, you know, like you said, ETSU, not sure if that was Shaden Metters again, but I'll tip my hat to him one more time as he has been on the trail here in the upstate, former Burns receiver, now coaching in East Tennessee.
Yeah, and this is a Dorman team we've talked a lot about. Well, they're now in the same region with Northwestern. We don't even know. I mean, place your bets. Who's going to win Region 2-5A? Because an improving Rock Hill team is there. Northwestern is there. You think Coach Hodge or and Spartan High or Coach Real in Boiling Springs is going to go quietly? They will not. And then you've got Jake Morris and Dorman and the talent that they've got spread throughout their roster. That's going to be an awesome region, Region 2-5A. Region 2 in either 4A or 5A has been good, I guess, my whole life. Let me mention a couple of baseball notes before we wrap things up. Camden Post 17 has been on an absolute tear. They put up 23 hits, 19 runs. They close out their regular season in American Legion. They are 13-2. They're ranked the number one team in our state in American Legion. AJ Jefferson, 4 of 6, 3 RBIs. That's not all he did. Jefferson struck out 6 on the mound. He played his high school baseball at Lugoff Elgin. He's committed to College of Charleston. So, obviously, you know, great player because College of Charleston only takes really, really talented baseball players. Thomas Bishop from Camden High School was 4 for 5 in that same game. He's headed to USC Sumter to join the Fire Ants. Also, Florence, the number 2 team there in American Legion, Florence Post 1. They have a great history there at Florence. They defeated Monk's Corner 13-2. That game earlier this week, but I want to mention Avery Weaver, who goes on the mound, gets the win. Florence now 16-3, 10-1 in league play. Weaver also had 3 hits, 2 doubles, and just continuing what we saw him do. We talked about him on this show during the high school season, played at West Florence. That's Avery Weaver, batted .378 with a .514 on base percentage. So if you saw him come up to the plate, you're having a hot dog, maybe some Cracker Jacks, Avery Weaver comes to the plate, there's more than a 50-50 chance he's going to reach base. He's actually going to be back in high school next year. He's got another year with the Knights in green and gold. He'll be a senior, but right now he's helping Florence Post 1 in American Legion. And one more note, at AC Flora Falcon Field, Richland Post 215 hosted West Columbia earlier this week. Tyler Hernandez threw a 5-inning perfect game for Richland Post 215. But why is this even more special? What made it even more special was that Tyler Hernandez was throwing to his brother, Dylan Hernandez. They both played together at AC Flora. He did this on 56 pitches. They stopped it, you know, because of the run rule. Tyler goes 2 for 4 with a double and an RBI. Also throws a perfect game. His brother Dylan catches the perfect game, gets 2 hits with a triple, a double, and 6 RBIs. And now they're both on their way to college. I mean, as soon as they finish, you know, their American Legion season, but they both helped AC Flora win the 4A state championship this past year. Tyler was All-State. Tyler has committed to USC Aiken. Dylan has committed to the College of Charleston. Tyler was 10-0 with a 1.31 ERA on the mound this year for AC Flora and just continuing to chew it up in American Legion. And so, obviously, you've heard College of Charleston in there a couple of times. You've heard AC Flora in there a couple of times. We keep talking. You've talked quite a bit, Rob, about how you live close to AC Flora and you can just see it. You can just feel it emanating off of there, just how much emphasis they've got going on in all their athletic programs and how much success they're having. And that's just exhibit X, Y, and Z right there.
No doubt about it, Smitty. It's fun to watch this American Legion season play out because we've really had some key interactions here. Obviously, we had Chris Dorsey on the show. I'll note there, number 3 on that top 10 list is Sumter. So wherever Taylor Novinger is, we have not heard from him today.
Yeah.
Taylor.
Yeah, what's Sumter doing? Where's Sumter at? Where's the Sumter update? He's asking me. No. I didn't have a Sumter update. I'm sorry.
No,
they're good.
They are very good. He's been very interactive and continues to make sure that we are up to date on them, and we really appreciate that. Taylor, we expect to see you on the Varsity Club at fourquarterfriday.com. Come on over because we know you'll have something to add, and we'll be able to chop it up back and forth. Just a dollar between now and the start of football season there, week one. So
that's
Smitty,
awesome.
Smitty, it's been a loaded and fun day. We probably have some writing to do, don't you think?
Absolutely. There's more to do now.
On the site.
All right. Well, I'm traveling today, but I will do as much as I can. You can reach me and everybody, you can reach us. This is what's going to be cool is because now you can just, I was going to say throw shade at us. Don't do that. Just be nice, but go to the message board at fourquarterfriday.com. Get in the varsity club and whatever we're missing, let us know, and then we will make sure not only are we going to try to get all of that news up there on the site, either in the live blog, in the message board perhaps, or even, you know, post it on the front page of the website at fourquarterfriday.com. Whatever we can do, we're also going to take the time to reach out to the coaches in these communities so we can get some background. So you might say, hey, I saw a really good player for Rock Hill. Well, you don't just have to, you tell us that. We're going to follow up with that, and we're going to make sure we talk to the coaches, maybe their position coach. We might go see them in person. So that's what we're going to do. That is our task. We're going to celebrate these players. We're going to celebrate these coaches, and we're going to showcase all of these communities. So it's going to be a battle who can have the most representation on our message board. Is it going to be Football City USA? Is it going to be all the people from Gaffney or Spartanburg County or in the Low Country or on the Grand Strand or in the Midlands? Are you going to come in there and brag about Dutch Fork and Irmo? Let us know. Get on the message boards. What aren't we talking about enough? Who haven't we shown enough love to? And Rob and I are going to do it. That's the job.
No doubt. And I've got a, like you said, you're traveling. I've got a speaking engagement here at a college in about 20 minutes. So I'm going to run to that too. But before that, Smitty, JB mentioned players that we need to know about. We know about a lot of players here in the state of South Carolina this fall, but I'm about to post a thread on the Varsity Club for anybody who wants to jump in to get in there and post the names and schools of players that you think we need to check out and be looking at before we get into the season, so we know who they are. Make sure you guys are involved with that. We know that you have some names. You've DM'd them to me. You've texted them to me. You've called me with them. But now there's a place to consolidate everything on fourquarterfriday.com and the Varsity Club Forum.
All right. Take care of that. Thank you, Rob. Thank you to Scott Early and the South Carolina Athletic Coaches Association. Thank you to HD Law, who provides our studios. Make sure we give them some love. The Leading Edge Guest Line. Thank you for providing that from Leading Edge. Thank you to Bill Maloney, Farm Bureau Insurance. Thank you to everybody that has been a part of being patient and helping us get fourquarterfriday.com off the ground. That includes everybody at the Chief Sports Network, JC, JB, Phil, and more. Thank you to Harrison, the intern, who does things I can't do. So for Rob Williams, I'm Matt Smith. We will see you guys on the Varsity Club message board at fourquarterfriday.com.
Small town PD ballers and the city of Rock Hill. How about them rebels up in Duncan, Wade Hampton Generals down the road? Friday nights in Union County and the Warriors of Wando. Go Abbeville, the mighty Dutch Fork.
Daddy took me once to Snyder Field, 'cause that's where he used to play. My mama cheered for Doug Shaw at the stadium with his name. When I was young, I caught a fire that is with me to this day. Four-quarter Friday, Carolina State.